Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Friday, May 15th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up a penny at 318 and a half, July beans up 2 cents at 839, July wheat up 5 cents at 507 and a quarter. We did not see any new export sales announcements this morning, but the crude oil is up a buck a barrel here. Got as high as 28.85. We're currently at 28.55. I think that's indicating that ethanol is starting to come back with the crude oil, more demand for gasoline out here as things start to get a little bit back to normal. The New York Stock Exchange said they're going to open the trading floor at the end of the month. So every little thing that opens certainly helps. We just hope we don't see a second wave of the virus hitting once we open things up here. The metals are very strong. Gold's up another 12 bucks. Silver's up 72 cents an ounce here. So that's, you know, positive for the grains. The retail sales were lousy here this morning. I think it was down 16.5%. That pushed the stock market. We're down about 200 points, but we're about 100 points off our lows. But certainly not good economic news out here. So, you know, the weight's higher, I think. People like the fact that they rejected the lower prices, that we couldn't close under $5, and a little buying coming into the market overnight. I think all the grains are, you know, certainly in a position to try to rally as we go into the growing season here. Are we going to turn hot and dry? There's some talk of that out here, so that could be helpful for the grains. Overall, we've got the fund short 190,000 contracts of corn that I think they need to cover out here. And at some point, that could give us a nice boost in these markets, at least give us another opportunity maybe to market some new crop corn. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.